Hello and welcome back to Tani Talks Parsha, the TTP, the share where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are finishing off season number one. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shechayanu, v'kimaru lazman hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for the wonderful opportunity for the different shows using my voice in a radio style, audio, podcast style. We originally started the show doing it like 30, 40 minutes, then we cut it down to 15. Now we cut it down even more to around 5, and oftentimes just me speaking about what I feel about the week, sometimes bringing in sources, sometimes not, especially with the help of Chabad.org. But we're looking now at Vizos HaBracha. Moshe is literally at the last day of his life, literally at the end of his life, the last hours of his life. What does Moshe do? Moshe goes and blesses the people. The last thing he wants to do, we've mentioned this before, is he wants to impart bracha, a blessing, a bracha, to those around him. Not thinking about a last will and testament to his children, to his wife. Not thinking about putting his affairs in order, making sure the house is tidy or whatnot, things are set up for the kids, for the wife. Literally thinking about the Jewish people, the greater Jewish people, blessing them, giving over to them. And it's interesting how Vizos HaBracha, we always read it on Simchat Torah. We always read it on Simchas Torah. We always give it over to everyone around us. We share the Torah. We share the blessing of Moshe. Vizos HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe. You know, Moshe is giving over the blessing and we're all joining in the blessing. The last Parsha of the entire year. And then we read the Parsha of Bereshis. We start anew because we never want to finish something without starting something again. That's why the idea of Hadrum, when we finish a Masechta, we finish learning something, we want to right away begin something else. Daf Yomi, we finish after 7.5 years. The next day starts the next Daf of Brachos Beis. After finishing the last Daf in Shas, I forget what it is, of course, but the first one is, of course, Brachos Beis. We start right away with blessings and Vizos HaBracha, the story of the Jewish people, the Torah part, before we go over to Neviim Ksuvim and we think about Talmud and Mishnah and all the other sources, the commentators, the ending is the blessing. Because in life, we need to look for the blessings. We need to bestow blessings on those around us. And Vizos HaBrachos always comes on Simchas Torah, always coming on Sukkos. Sukkos is a period of joy, of coming to the holiday, of realizing we made it through the very stressful Yom HaNoraim, we made it through the very stressful period of Slichot, Slichos and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We come to Sukkos, and for those of you that have to work on Sukkos before, during, I work for the Board of Ed, for the DOE, so Erev Rosh Hashanah came out before school opened, but Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkos, usually Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shabbos, always, I'm always working, I always have to work on Chol HaMoed, besides for Pesach when we're off. We have to work, and we work, and we work. We have to think about how to bring blessings to those around us, how to bring blessings to the people around us, how to bring blessing to the world around us. It's about bestowing blessings every week. For those of you that have the custom, my wife and I have the custom, we bless our children together. Yisimcha Elokim Ephraim v'chei Menashe, v'recha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yar Hashem panav elacha v'chinach, yes Hashem panav elacha v'yisimcha shalom. And for a girl, we say Yisimech Elokim, Kim, Kisara, Rivka, Racha, Valeya, and then we continue because we want to bestow blessing. We want to be the conduit to bring blessing over to our children, that Hashem should bless us. Hashem should bless our children. Hashem should bless everyone around us to be successful, to be involved in Torah and mitzvos and chesed, to be involved in a Torah lifestyle. It's not taken for granted. It shouldn't be taken for granted. There are many people that leave the fold almost in every family. In a book I just read, a very heart-wrenching story, how there are 4 children. One of them was completely shunned, completely thrown out, and the whole story ricketed and revolved around that. But in general, we want to figure out how to think about bringing blessing. No matter what happens in a person's life, what happens to anyone in any life, no matter what the situation with siblings or parents or cousins or friends or family or relatives, how to bring the blessing to the world. And I believe a conduit to do that is to take your talent, to take your ability, to take your special qualities and share it with the world. And I've said this many, many, many times. We come to the holiday of Sukkot. We're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to be joyous to those around us, involved with those around us. What can we do to bring joy to the world? What can we do to bring blessing to the world? Bring blessing to the world. We're supposed to be an Or LaGoyim. We're supposed to be a Mamlaches Kohen and Vegoy Kadosh. We're supposed to be a holy people, a kingly people. We're supposed to be a people that bring light to the world. I talk about this, I think about this a lot on Hanukkah, when as the dark, cold winter day is very, very dark, and then light comes, Hanukkah comes, we have to light up the world around us. But even now, when the weather is very nice, and we go to our sukkahs, and people see us bringing our hut, and they're like, oh, that's the holiday of the hut. How do we bring joy? How do we bring happiness? How do we bring peace and blessing to the world around us? We have to find a way to use our qualities, use our abilities to bring blessing to the world around us. Just as Vizos HaBracha, when Moshe comes and blesses the people, the last thing he does before his life ends after 120 years, very full, very wonderful years, he wanted to impart blessing to those around us. He wanted to foresee, in a way, the destiny of the Jewish people. So too in our lives, and every day we go about, we have to bring blessings to the world around us, bring blessing to the people around us, bring blessing to our family and those that interact with us. How do we do that? By taking our qualities and bringing them out, and being an erlicha person, a nice person, a good person, the smile on your face, especially if you work like I do in a non-Jewish institution, non-Jewish organization. Everyone sees me as an ambassador of the Jewish people, right? Because I'm wearing a kippah specifically around the school. Outside the school, I wear a hat for safety purposes. But inside the school, day in and day out, I have my kippah. And people know that I'm ambassador for the Jewish people. Even if you don't want to be, you are designated as the ambassador. You are the Jewish person. You have to realize that you are the person. You could bring blessing to the people. Take the quality, take the abilities that you have. You have a voice. I love to speak. I need to use it for podcasts, for audio things, with the Parsha, the Pirkei Avos, the OT, the Life Show, and with the Daf Show. We have the five different shows, and going about using that and loving to work with children, using an ability of interacting with children, having fun with children, playing with the children, helping them with skills of writing and cutting and so much more as an OT. But for you in yourself, find your purpose, find your quality, find your ability. You can also spread blessing to the world. Bring blessing to the world as the Torah finishes. Coming up on the holiday, finishing the holiday of Sukkot, we think about how God brought glory to the world. He protected us. He sheltered us. He gave us housing. He always does. But even in the desert, when we were wandering, He gave us huts, and the clouds of glory were huts for us. What can we do to bring a hut for those around us, to bring protection, to bring blessing, to bring wonderful peace for those around us? What can we do? What can we do to bring blessing to the world? The challenge to you, the challenge to all of us, is to find something we could bring, find something we could do to influence the world, to help the world, to do good for the world. As we think about Sukkot, we think about Simchas Torah, we think about the joy that we feel dancing with the Torah. How do we bring that joy? How do we bring that blessing into every day of our lives, to all of those around us, and to bring to people around us, to let it be shown to the world around us, not just in Simchas Torah, in our shul, in our Dalet Amos, but for everyone around us, be a radiance of joy, a radiance of blessing, be a vessel of blessing to those around you. Bring blessing to the world. The bracha for all of us, and I'm not a rabbi in any sort of level, is that we should bring blessing, we can bring blessing, we should all have parnasa and shalom bayis, and wonderful good things for all of us. And as we finish this series for this year, we should be zochet to continue bli neder, mir tashem, bli anharam. We think about what we have accomplished in this world, what can we accomplish in the world, what can we do? And as we come and we sing with the Torah, we complete the Torah, think about what blessing we could bring to the world. Think about what we could contribute to the world. Think about what we could do for the world this coming year. What can be done to help the world? What could be done to be given to the world? What can we do to give over to the world? Bring the blessing to the world. Bring your qualities to the world. Bring peace to the world. Day in and day out, see what you could do, what you could contribute besides for the blessing that we give to our own children. And if you don't do it, it's a wonderful thing to do for your children every week. Even for those people who don't see each other, they do it on the phone or on Skype or whatever. How can we bring blessing to the world? How can we bring peace to the world? How can we bring joy to the world? And it all starts with you. It all starts with what you can do, what you can contribute, what you can give. How you could bring blessings to the world all starts with you and your qualities and your loves. Again, if you love to do something, make sure you do it. And if you can get paid for it, how much more so is that wonderful? If you love to work with children, but you're working with goats, something is wrong. The calling is being missed. If you love to work on trains, but you're sitting as a bank teller, something is wrong. Something is being missed. Find that way to bring joy, to bring blessing, to bring happiness to the world, and the world, with God willing, be all the more so better because of it. Thank you for joining us on this journey of this year, of this first season of Tani Talks Parsha. God willing, B'nader, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see you next time as we begin, hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, B'nader, with Bereishis for season two. God willing, B'nader, Mirtz Hashem, we are in Hara of Tani Talks Parsha, the TTP.